Blog Talk Radio.
Show page
set up at the same time on my computer. For some reason, I'm not achieving that. Anyhow, again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And before I get started, I wanted to say that I was watching my favorite reality show, okay? Some of you guys know that that I'm a fan of the Kardashians, okay? I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, their reality show, the number one reality show on TV today, okay? I watch it. I'm one of those that gives them tremendous ratings. Okay, and the new shows are airing every Sunday, 9 o'clock. If you want to know, promoting their show or anything like that. But and they did a show about Bruce Jenner, which is the Kardashian mom, Kris Jenner's ex-husband. Okay, and you guys may know probably that he has come out and said that he wants to be a woman. He's been cross-dressing for a long time, and he wants to be a woman, and he's going to be a woman. And the reason I say that is because he is going through the whole process. He's gonna have the sex change and everything. He's gonna do that this summer. I mean, I was just watching it before I came downstairs to get on the show. Okay, and so what's the deal here? And I always say, you know, hey, people gonna do this, people gonna do that. To each his own, right? And Bruce Jenner was known to be the macho man, one of the most male guys out there. I don't know the word for it, but one of the most male guys out there, Olympic gold medalist, the decathlon, 10-time gold medalist, right? Decathlon is 10 different events that he won the gold medal in. Okay, so he got 10 gold medals in the 1976 Olympics. That's amazing, right? It's yeah, macho man. But he says that he's been, you know, stealing his sister's clothes and stuff like that when he was growing up. And come to find out that he's been cross-dressing since he's been with the Kardashian family. Okay? One of the kids say that they went down early in the morning, or like 4 o'clock in the morning, to get a glass of water, came through the kitchen, getting ready to go back upstairs to the bedroom, and he was coming down the stairs, and he just happened to walk the other way, and she was going this way and missed him, but she saw him in women's clothing. And she kept it a secret. She didn't say anything about it because she didn't want anyone to get upset. But now he's come out with it. And, you know, what I'm saying is that what is America coming to? Damn it, man. It's crazy. I'll get back into that, on another show because I got some stuff going on here. But today's weather, guys, we're looking at 89 degrees right there in the ATL with rain. It's been raining here. So I won't be able to do my famous fried chicken wings tonight because of the rain. Okay, I wanted to wanted to get them done, make some sauce and all this stuff and toss them, but I won't be able to do that tonight, okay, because of the rain. And tomorrow we're looking at 89 degrees again with a partly sunny skies. Wednesday, 90. Thursday, 89 with rain. And then Friday, 89, bright sunny skies. Okay, and I believe the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, leading into Memorial Day, are going to be sunny, bright, and you guys should have a tremendous Memorial Day weekend. But remember now, be safe. Don't drink too much and drive, okay? If you're drinking, then, you know, have your driver with you, okay? Have your driver with you if you're gonna drink. Now, I'm trying to pull up the word of the day. Having a few issues with that. Now, I don't know if I'm having technical difficulties right now. If you guys can't hear me out there, those who are listening via cell phone or landline, or even those who are listening live online at Blog Talk Radio, please email me or send me a message or whatever and let me know that I'm coming through clearly or no. So I'm having a problem getting my word of the day. All right. And I don't know. I think I'm going to have this checked out. Because it's weird what's going on with my phone lately. All right, regardless of that, let's go ahead. And I want to try it one more time. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get off of that. We'll do a word of the day on tomorrow. Now, again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, Do Young Kids or Young Men Know What's the True Meaning of Sagging Pants? Okay? And we're going to discuss the trend of wearing your pants hanging from your butt, and what the true meaning of this fad that's running wild among young American kids today. Okay? And so what I wanted to do, what I did was I went and I found a few articles about this. So I'm not, you know, I'm not blowing smoke or anything. This is an article from some true sources, okay? And what's going on here is I found an article called The True Meaning Behind Wearing Your Pants on the Ground, all right? And I'm gonna read a little bit from the article, and then I'm going to give you my own opinion about this, okay? And the article starts off by saying, what are you signaling? What are you signaling? Or what are you saying to other people by wearing your pants hanging down below your butt? And the article says, not only is it unsightly and disrespectful, no one really wants to see what color boxers you're wearing today, or worse, your butt crack. Wearing your pants on the ground holds other meaning and is considered to be a signal in many cases. The look actually came from prison, whether incarcerated or not, issued belts to keep the pants up that are not custom fitted. Prison-issued clothing tends to be rather baggy, especially the pants that tend to fall off. Now, I'm going to pause there for a moment because I want to say to my young listeners, my guys out there who do wear their pants sagging or hanging off their butts. And I know it's a lot of you guys that do it. Most of you young kids do it. And, you know, when I was growing up, if I didn't have a belt on, not having, I'm not talking about my pants hanging off down below my butt. I'm talking about if I didn't have a belt on and my pants were pulled up to my waist, everything fitting good. If I didn't have a belt on and I didn't have my shirt tucked in my pants, I guess that's why I do it today. But if I didn't have my shirt tucked in my pants and I didn't have a belt on, my mom would scald me like you wouldn't believe. Boy, get your butt in there and get your belt on. And that's what I had to do it because she told me to do it, right? But that was not an option. Okay? That was not an option when I was growing up. But now you got these kids that come out of the house and they got their pants hanging. You know, supposedly it's the new thing, right? But what are you signaling to others? Okay? I'm going to pick back up on the article. Many guys will tell you that they sag their pants because it's the popular thing to do. They tend to think that this makes them look cool. However, in prison, this fashion comes from the brothers signaling that they are looking for sex. Yes, my dear friend, this style is also a signal for gay sex. If you're not gay, may I suggest picking your pants up before Bubba comes along and misinterprets your meaning. This could prove to be a mess for a guy who may think he is sagging his pants as an interpretation of his favorite rap star. And it also marks you as a felon. Okay? It also, I'm going to read that again. It also marks you as a felon. I'm pausing here because I picked up on this. Okay? This could prove, I'm going to read this again. This could prove to be a mess for a guy who may think he is sagging his pants as an interpretation of his favorite rap star. And, listen, it also marks you as a felon. That means that if you get out of the car, or you walking down the street, or you somewhere and the police pull up and see you with your bag, your sagging pants. I'm getting it mixed up. Would see you with your sagging pants, they think that you're out of prison, that you're a felon, a known felon. You may have never been to prison before. Okay? Read on. Be real. If you're not a rap star, this look isn't working for you. Do you really want to advertise that you're looking for gay sex or that you're a convicted felon? Which also brings me to the subject of police profiling. I just said this. If you're sagging your pants, signaling that you're a convicted felon, why would an officer of the law not choose to check you out? You're bringing this on yourself and then complaining about it. While I myself can be found wearing some pretty controversial styles of clothing, this is the guy writing the article now, it's not me. I am not one to tell someone else how they should or should not dress. I'm simply stating here the facts, where sagging your pants really says about you. If you're going to make some kind of statement or signal, I think it is best to realize that fact before you are approached by someone misinterpreting the meaning of your personal style. Be prepared for police profiling, offers for gay sex, and problems with rival gangs. Educate yourself, guys. and carry yourself in representation of who you truly are. In the least, educate yourself and be prepared to counteract the effects of your signaling. Okay, and then he says in conclusion, there is a time and a place for everything. Grocery shopping and playing in the park where my children can see your butt cracks are not very gangster places to be. In these cases, sagging is disrespectful and is a far cry from being cool. Think about it. Okay? So, and that's the end of the article. And I found this article to be the one that I wanted to talk because it's, you know, what I want to say. And what I want to say is that, you know, a lot of these young guys out here that, you know, you got all the tattoos and stuff like that. I did a show about this. Why do you wear all the black? Why do you want to put all these tattoos on your body, on your neck and all these, you know, some even got them on their face and the hands and arms and legs, all over. You know, I saw a guy at work, he got two rings in his lip, in his bottom lip. He got one on each side of his lip, okay? Then he's got all these tattoos on his arm, just got one on his leg, all this stuff. Why do you do that? Because you want people to think that you're hard. You're tough. You know, you're hard, you're tough. Well, you're not. You're just a punk. You don't even want to fight. You don't even want to, you won't even get out there and fist fight somebody. Because you're a punk. Yeah, I said it. You're a punk. You'd rather shoot at somebody than straight up fight. Okay? You'd rather gang jump somebody than straight up fight with somebody. That's a punk to me. When I was growing up in my neighborhood, okay, I come from a tough neighborhood. But in my neighborhood, you fist fought. Yeah, guy occasionally told a knife or whatever. But if he pulled out a knife in a fight and there were other people there, oh, he'd get stoned because he pulled out the knife. Now, if you're going to fight fair, then it's just one-on-one fisticuffs. Right? But nowadays, these young punks walk around with the tattoos on the arms, with the sagging pants, you know, supposedly got the step here and there. Man, y'all not tough. Y'all not tough at all. Because at night when you go inside, turn on Grand Theft Auto, and you're right in front of the TV playing video games. You punks. You're not tough. You didn't grow up in tough times. You don't know what it is to fight. The only fighting you've seen is on TV with the Ultimate Fighting Championship. You don't know what it is to fight after school. Okay? You don't know what that is. You don't even know what that is. But you're wearing your pants sagging off your butts, a style that came from prison. Also signals that you're looking for gay sex. You're looking for sex from a man. Is that what you're looking for when you walking around with your pants hanging down? Is that what you're looking for, is sex from a man? Is that your true meaning of wearing your pants hanging down below your butt, your sagging pants? Is that what you mean by wearing your sagging pants like that? Is that you're looking for sex from a man? Okay, it's It's only a couple of things, okay? Because like the article says, you're not a rap star, okay? You're not any kind of rap celebrity or nothing. You're not. So what are you signaling? What do you want people to know about you for wearing your pants sagging like that, hanging off your butt? What's the deal with that? If you're looking for sex, a gay sex, or you're a known felon. I mean, you have a felony on your record. You've been to prison. That's how the police think of it. So people say, oh, the police profile. Well, you see guys walking with their pants sagging. Yeah, you think they, hey, these guys ain't doing nothing but looking for trouble. They're looking for trouble. And the police trying to stop trouble before it happens, so they'll stop you. And they want to know, are you a known felon? Or maybe you're really looking for Bubba to give you some sex tonight. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I know I got a lot of people up on the show. I know a lot of people are listening online. And, I just want my young listeners to know that this is not cool. Wearing your pants sagging, hanging off your butt, that's not cool. And if you think it's cool, if you think that's going to get you a girl or something like that, yeah, that girl doesn't even want to take you home to meet her parents because you got your pants hanging off your butt like you're a fool. And if her parents are from my generation, that's not going to fly with them. My daughter had a friend like that, can't come in my house with his pants hanging like that. I didn't even have to say anything. My wife told him, hey, if you're going to come in here, you're going to have to wear your clothes the way that the clothes were supposed to be worn. Okay? Or else you can keep on moving, brother. See, because, again, we didn't grow up like that. That wasn't happening in our day. And we don't care it's happening in your day, but just keep it away from me. Because all I can say is, you either looking for gay sex or you're a known felon. And I don't want any parts of either one of those people. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I got about a minute left. Join the show tomorrow. I'm not going to give away my topic for tomorrow, but join the show tomorrow. It's going to be interesting, just like today. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and remember the time. Remember the time. When you were growing up, remember the time that you listened to the Frank Williams Show and he told you about the fad of the sagging pants. Remember the time. Take care, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night. All began, it just seems like
the things you said. Like I love you, so I'll never let you go. Do you?